Survivor Net. Anyone going to call Net tonight?
W4DJW, I'm looking for the net controller. Be right with you, W4DJW.
And I'm trying to get Echo Link up on my phone, so stand by for just one moment.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Thank you. W4DJW, stand by.
The QCQ. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I, kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location is up here at Lake Bowen in Inman. Promotions of amateur radio. This net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. On your phone there. Look at the top, Cedars Head Mountain. About 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. Peter is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I am. QE. Hey, Walt. Turn your Echo Link volume down, brother.
It better. I know it's coming back over my phone. I had it, Echo Link on my desktop here, and right at 9 o'clock, the screen went black. So I got my preamble up on my, iPad, and it won't let download Echo Link on it. And I was trying it off my phone, and on my phone I can't get it to shut the volume down on it. But I think I got it took care of now, Chad. Appreciate you letting me know if there's one out over the air. Announcements, bulletins for the net tonight, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control, KO4, TMY, David in Williamson.
And the, wait a minute, I hadn't read all the preamble yet. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give me your call, name, and location, and your intent to remain on the net for the right to portion. To the RF check-ins, I got a list here of the pre-check-ins that took advantage of the pre-check-in. And first up is W4FCM, Mr. Fred, over in Traveler's Rest. And Fred brings along his wife, Isla, in 4IEI. Appreciate you checking in, Fred, and getting Miss Isla checked in. Then we got KA5WLL, that's Leroy, over in Taylor's. KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer. And my friend Pat, K4OSH, down in Malden. And then KJ4UHF, Jack, in Greenville. K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, and he's down in Prosperity. And then my good friend Rowan, K1CJW, over in Pickens. And then N4WHM. That's William down in Hartwell, and KC4, well, I can't read that, but I think it's KC4W Field down in Anderson, and KO4RUR Chris in Greenville, and KG4WMP Landon in. He's back from the Bahamas. He's in easily tonight. I appreciate each of y'all that took the time to check in by way of the pre-check-in list. And now, Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Back in just a moment and check again. And before we get to the regular RF section now, are there any new hams out there that's never checked into a net before, not sure how to do it? All you got to do is call K4OIM for net control and throw your call sign out, and I'll walk you right through it, get you checked in.
KO4NNH. The Echolink station
So, tonight being Tuesday night, we will start with the letters I through L, India through Lima. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I am KO4NUE.
But I turned the volume down on my doggone radio. I just called NUE.
You're doing a great job. Back up, you got two stations on Echolink that's been trying to reach you. I'm not sure if you have a receive issue there or not, but just be advised, you got two Echolinks trying to check in with you.
Chad, let me go back over here just to your computer. The screen's come back up. Surely I can get on there. W4. Get back on Echolink yet. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Have you on Echolink? Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Mike Yankee, David and Williamson.
K4OIM, W4DJW. Hey, Walt, is your main volume on your main radio turned up?
No, the only thing I got going now is this 2 meter in here.
Well, it appears, Walt, that a lot of stations are trying to get in touch with you and you're not hearing them. I'm just wondering if you were only hearing through Echolink, your Echolink phone. Is the only audio that you're getting coming through your phone? Or do you have audio coming out of your analog radio?
When John just checked in, I got him checked in. I was fixing to recognize him. I don't know what's going on here, Dave. Would you or someone else go ahead and take it over so I can figure this thing out?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and pick it up. But give me a second to get set up, and I'll go ahead and pick it up. And then that'll give you time to figure out what's going on. It sounds like there's a lot of stations that are trying to get in touch with you, and you're not hearing. You're only hearing a select few. Maybe those that are on Echolink, maybe not. I'm not sure, but see if you can figure it out. And I'll go ahead and recognize the KN4RJN on Echolink and KO4TMY, and recognizing that KN4RJN is going to stick around for comments. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter suffix their call begins with letters I through L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
W. Hope you and Amy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, I see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for having Walt out there, Dave. And you and Amy have a good evening. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
JW. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4. JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No comment this evening, 73.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Okay, NetControl, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. He's over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, James. You're sounding good as usual. W4IOE, that's Sid, who's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. By the way, every Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. on 14664, Sid calls the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club net. We're the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. They're the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. So be sure and check in with them every Sunday at 8 o'clock on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. PL tone 91.5 on 14664. Sid, we appreciate you being with us tonight. Thomas Beverly, we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. That control, I'd like to recognize KO4JKV. That's Duncan. He's over in Asheville. You're sounding good tonight, Duncan. Appreciate you being with us. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. You sounded good. Appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Hey, this is Jay
Duncan.
How KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape. What happened? Walt, I got that he couldn't see too good with.
Okay, NetControl, like to recognize KI4LZI. That's Andy up on Table Rock. No, there's something going on with his audio. He's able to hear some stations, but not all. So he's trying to figure that out. I'm just covering for him while he's figuring out what's going on there. Because stations would be trying to check in, and he'd just breeze right over them. So he ought to be back here in just a few minutes when he figures out what was going on there, Andy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. And Walt, feel free to interrupt me at any time once you figure out what's happening there. We're going to go ahead and move on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix they call, it begins with letters M through P. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MAT, Melbourne and Hendersonville. And also please check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, Mawafam. Thanks for calling on the net. 73 to everybody on the net.
DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. Michelle, while in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. November Hotel, Kilo 4, NNH. My name is Fred, hoping we're all Piedmont. I'm 73 to you, Walt, and everybody else on the deck. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
BJW. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. We'll just be in and out. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
JW. This is Kilo Oscar 4. Name is Chad. QTH is Campabella. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. And Dave, if you got something to do, I can pick it up. Just let me know, bud.
Okay, that was quite a group. NetControl, I'd like to recognize W4MHE, that's Melvin. Bring with him KZ4PAM. That's Miss Pam. Good to have you this night, Melvin. Tell Miss Pam we said hello, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. They're from Hendersonville. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, who brings with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Good to have you this night, Lorena. You sounding good. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. KO4NNH, that's Fred. He's mobile in Piedmont. Good to have you this night, Fred. Be careful out there on the mobile. KG4PFI, that's Don. Bring with him KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're over in Piedmont. Don, you're sounding good as usual. Appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. And KO4NUE, that's Chad. Bring with him KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. There are fill-in and Saturday night net control operators. Appreciate you being there tonight, Chad. And tell Miss Anna we said hello. And I'm good for now. We'll see what Walt comes up with. Hope he finds that. Whatever's going on there. So something going on. Kind of like an airplane with a flap that's not working. Good to have you with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Any other stations? Mike through Papa that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Whiskey 4, Juliet, Kilo, Mike, Jerry, Simpsonville, in and out. Thank you.
Oscar 4, November Romeo, Jerry and Greenwood, be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4JKM, that's Jerry in Simpsonville. Jerry, feel free to secure at your leisure. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KO4NNR, that's another Jerry over in Greenwood. Good to have you tonight, Jerry. You sounded good. We do appreciate you being here tonight. In the other stations, Mike through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. K4OIM, Walt, you making any progress?
KK4OIM. Oh, I just went up there and reset the router and trying to reboot my computer. Give me just a few more minutes. I hope I'll be ready to go, Dave.
Okay, I didn't want to go too long, just making sure or you can hear me and you can hear the other stations and things are starting to get ironed out. But I'll go ahead and move it on up to the next group and we'll check again after that group. Next group is Quebec through Tango. The first letter of the suffix your call begins with letters Q through T, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Please check again. In
JW.
N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. And I know you always talk about Steve up north. It makes you feel good to know. I just talked to N7IV in Minot, North Dakota, and it was 38 degrees and 60-mile-an-hour winds, and they can keep it. And good evening to you, Dave, and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
Steve, thanks for filling in for Walt. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-Ray. I'm Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
JW. In Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all of that.
Okay, Net Control Electrex N0TR. That's my neighbor Tom over here just across the road, across 101 from me. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. 38 degrees and 60-mile-an-hour winds. Yeah, you're right. They can keep it. That's cold. I was talking to Steve when he was down here. We were out at the airfield, and the wind was lightly blowing at about 15 miles an hour. And he said, that's nothing. He said, it blows like three times that up there all the time. Never does stop. I'm glad we don't get wind like that. We never get to fly airplanes. Good to have you tonight, Tom. Tell Ms. Bernice we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. K4RAX, that's Jim. He's over in Dacusville. You sounded good tonight, Jim. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. And WN4S, that's Chris over in Lyman. Good to have you tonight, Chris. Hope all's well going. All is going well with you. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, do we have any EchoLink stations that have not yet checked in that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, Walt, it sounds like we've got them up through the Quebec through Tango group. Are you ready for me to pass you back those stations that I have?
W4DJW, K4OIM. I think I've got everything straightened out, but somehow or another I'm getting feedback, so I just unplugged the speakers and all on my computer. I never got the computer reboot. So, yes, I'll take it over. And right now, what is the count, Dave?
So the count is what you had on Prenet plus 21 over RF. And I'm not sure what you got on Prenet. Let me check that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I count 12 on Prenet, 2 on Echo Link, and 21. So that is 12 plus 2 plus 21. Okay, 36 total. 36 not including Walt, right? So 36 not including you. So we'll be at 37 when you include K4OIM. QSL?
Sales day. So we're up to Uniform Through Zulu now, correct?
That's affirmative. Uniform Through Zulu is the next group up.
Aren't you covering for me there, Dave? Or you think you're ready for everything once you switch it all over to solar and if all things go out, the most modern thing we got is computer. It was in the router up there, I think. But I appreciate it, Dave. So, I appreciate all the people out there's patience. You can't imagine what it's like to be an NCS and something go wrong like this. All right, we are moving on up now to the group U through Z, Uniform Through Zulu. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Inman. And I'll be negative and listening in.
Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
K4OIM. Walt, you're doing a fine job. This is Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN, Allen N. Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
I got my buddy Steve over here right down the road from me and him in KN4VWA. Appreciate you checking in, Steve. Then K4XB. That's Tommy over at Southern Greenville. Thank you for taking time, Tommy, to check in. Then we got K4PKN. That's Alan over in Piedmont. Appreciate you taking the time, Alan, to check in. Anybody else, Uniform Through Zulu, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Up to the next group now. A through D, Alpha through Delta. If the first letter, the suffix of your call begins with letter A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM.
Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Golf, Zach, Mobile, Nashville.
Cam. Whiskey 4, Charlie, Tango, Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler N. Taylors, and I'll be negative and negative.
OIM. Walt, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Next, first we got up here, KM4BLG. That's Jack up in Asheville. It didn't W4CTW, Tyler, and Tyler's over in Taylor's. Then KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt over in Southern Greenville. Glad y'all could all check in. And let me check here. Checking echo rate. Go ahead and got another one up right now. Except, Chad, are you going to check in on echo rate or have you done checked in over RF?
I'm good, Walt. Go ahead. I've already checked in. KL4NUE.
Appreciate you hitting me out there. I didn't know. You just ain't prepared for something when it happens like this. I thought I was ready for everything when I got these deep cycle batteries and solar, but you never know nothing about them computers. So appreciate it, Chad. One last call, Alpha 3 Delta, please call K4OIM or Net Control. I am.
Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Walt. All on the net.
OIM. Please check in, Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be 73s. Everybody, I'll be negative and negative.
All right, first we got a KM4BLH. That's Kurt over in Greenville. Kurt, I appreciate you being a regular here checking into the net each night. Really appreciate it. Then next we got a KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary over in Easley. And he brings along his lovely bride, Joy, K3JOY. And Gary will be calling the net tomorrow night and on Wednesday after the check-ins are complete. He has a swap net. You want to buy, sell, or trade, or just looking for something, be sure and check into the net tomorrow night. And Gary's got the stuff to sell now. Hate to say it, but I think he's handling about two different solid key estates. But can check in with Gary tomorrow night. I'll be on up to the next group, the patient group for the night. E through H, echo through hotel. If the first letter, the suffix for call begins with the letter E through H, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. And I'll be in and out tonight. Walt, thank you for calling the net, and you're doing a good job. Hang in there.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Please also check in my husband Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. And are you in Penrose, Patrick?
I'm at home.
Hadn't had 2 meter on too much today. I didn't know if you was trying to get home tonight or not. But boy, since they changed this time back, it gets dark early. So I appreciate you checking in, Patrick. And then we got KM4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. And she's down in Simpsonville. And Wendy is our alternate Monday night net control station. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. And Mark is the Sunday night net control station. So, Wendy, thank you and Mark for what y'all do, helping the net, keep it running smooth. One last call. Echo through hotel, please call K4OIM or net control.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Papa Echo. And you're in Greenville.
Echo 4, GPE, Andrew over in Greenville. And Andrew, be sure to check in with Gary tomorrow night because you won the door prize tonight. You were my 50th check-in. Appreciate you checking in, Andrew.
The 51st is W4FH. Jay, Gene, and Taylor's negative and negative.
That call, you were kind of splattered.
Again, your last, over.
Don't you come back with your call again.
W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, over.
W4FHJ, that's my friend Gene over in Taylor's. Glad you could check in tonight, Gene. Yep, it was my 51st check-in tonight. Appreciate it, Gene. I missed you not being at the Greer Club meeting this past month, but, man, I don't blame many people not, wanting to get out there and drive at night and it's getting dark early. Are your eyes doing all right, Gene?
Yeah, eyes are perfectly normal. I can't say they're a great improvement like a lot of people have. No improvement that I can speak of, but at least I got rid of the cataracts and the doctor tells me I should not have any problem passing the driving test. But no, I don't have any trouble driving at night or anything. Well, I drive at daytime probably a little bit better, but that may be true with most people. I don't know. Go ahead.
Same drive at night, and my doctor over at VA, she told me, said, this is the last pair of glasses you're getting. Said, you're going to have to step up and get them things took off. And when I went back last week to get my eyes checked, the doctor said, Walt, this is amazing. He said, stop at the dollar store and get you a pair of the weak 1.150 reading glasses. Well, I got them and I wore them down here when I needed them to read for about 2 days. And now they're so blurry, I can't see. I'm not even wearing glasses and doing just fine.
About the same here. I know, the Lord made the lens in the human eye so that they will adapt to, in other words, keep you in focus at any distance. But then when they put in glass eyes, the doctor puts in glass eyes, it doesn't have that ability. So you got to have something to see nearby. But, you know, I can't tell much difference, not even wearing my glasses. I'm sure I don't have exactly 20/20, but things are just as clear at far vision as they are right close up. So I don't know what the deal is on that. And, of course, I'm glad that that's the case. And I'm supposed to go, and I think next week back, and he's going to fit me with a pair of glasses, so we'll see what happens from that.
December the 3rd for my final visit, but I don't believe I'm going to even need any glasses at all. But glad to get you checked in, Gene. And anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control.
Control. And Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie. KC4YLC, this is David in Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
OIM. Hello, Walt. This is KG4,
LPF. That's Kilo, Golf, 4, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot, Sam, and Slab 10. Good to be with you tonight, buddy. Glad to be back on the net.
Got up, KC-4. Oh, man. YC, David, down in Whitmire. Boy, that radio sounded good up here. You can make the trip just fine, David. And then we got KG-4, LPF. That's Sam over in Slab Town. Yeah, Sam, we've missed you. I hadn't heard you check in a while. But glad to get you in the book here tonight. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call K4 OIM or Net Control. Yes. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call K4 OIM or Net Control. K4 OIM, now securing the formal portion of the net. Well, our thanks for all that checked in. All stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the rank two portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rank twos. Another Echo Link station. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4 OIM or Net Control. And am I having trouble not hearing Echo Link stations again? I see I've got 2 iPhone users up there. Are you copying anything from Echo Link?
K4LAM, KO4NUE. You're up to date, but I don't see that you've missed anybody.
Yes. Are you going to stick around after the net tonight?
Oh, absolutely, Walt. I can't miss your net. You go ahead and get everybody taken care of. We'll take care of business later.
I don't have but one up on Ray Chew, and that's my good buddy John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. K4RJM. What's on your mind, John?
K4OIM, KN4RJM. Not a whole lot, Walt. Hey, did you... I know at the beginning you weren't hearing the Echo Link stations. There was a station that checked in. I didn't know if I didn't hear anybody acknowledge him, and I wanted to make sure you got him on your log. Did you get KO4TMY on your log?
Down here, he was number 16. Yeah, I got him.
Roger that. That was right at the beginning when you weren't hearing the Echo Link stations, and I wasn't sure if you got him or not because I never did hear anybody acknowledging, but that's, you got him. So how you doing? Oh, your eyes are doing all right. What about the rest of you?
Getting short breath a lot here lately. Yeah, I've been trying to call and get an appointment with a doctor about my throat and my mouth. My mouth feels like I've just turned a bottle of Texas Pete up and held it in there as long as I could stand it. My tongue burns, under my tongue's burning, and my lower gum's burning. And I called the VA and they said I need to come in and get blood work done. Because it wouldn't do no good to see the doctor unless I had the blood work done. So I guess tomorrow I'm going to get up early and go to Greenville. They told me for blood work, all you got to do is just go over there and walk in. Now, I still ain't got my VA check since I believe the last one I got was June.
This is KN4RJN. Roger that. Well, you might want to go see a dentist. Might be something going on there, but in any event, well, I hope you get your VA checked soon, but I want to hang around and check with you. If W4DJW is still listening. I've got a quick question for him.
Go ahead and call you for you, John.
W4DJW, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. Quick technical question for you. When I'm listening on Echolink and they submit their net report, I never hear it. And I'm just wondering why that is. I have never heard anybody's, you know, they submit their net report and then they come back on and say, well, that's my net report. But I don't hear it coming out of the repeater. Why is that?
That is because the computer that is doing the communication to you, right, that computer is the same computer that is doing the communication over the air through the radio that's going out over the air. And there's not a signal coming in from outside. It's a conduit for that. That computer is a conduit. It connects the mic that I'm talking to the internet so that you can hear it. And it connects the mic I'm talking to the radio so that people out in radio land can hear it. It connects radio land to the internet so that you can hear it. So it's a connector, right? But when it's generating audio itself, there's nothing connected, so you don't get to hear it. Now, I hope that's the best technical explanation I can give you.
This is KN4RJN. That's kind of what I suspected, but I wasn't terribly sure. But yeah, I suspected that when the repeater is generating its own, that it's not going through, it's not getting through the internet. So, okay. Well, that answers that question. That's all I had. Thank you, sir. This is KN4RJN. Walt, I'm clear.
W4DJW, back to net control.
Glad you got checked in tonight. And I don't know what it's going to take for me to get ready. I guess I'm going to buy me a backup router or either get the Windstream out here to check this one out tomorrow. It didn't bother me that bad. It bothered me about it messed me up on the net, but when I went up there to the house where the router is, my 5-year-old grandson's raising sand because he lost YouTube on the TV. I mean, I got other things to worry about. Glad to hear from you, John. KN4JNK4OIM. All right, if I missed anybody for check-ins or comments, please call K4OIM or Net Control. I guess we got them all there on the first go-round. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, wait, before I do that, let me send my net report right quick.
Net control, KF4TMY. Attempting to build a J-pole antenna. Curious about connections and cables and whatnot.
Let me get back to you here after I close the net out. KO4NUE. When I sent my net report in over the computer, I didn't hear it read it back over my radio. Did it go out over the air, Chad?
Walt, KO4NUE.
Good. Let me try Echo Link on my phone here again. See if I can get it on it.
K4OIM, W4DJW, you had it set to not transmit, Walt. So your equipment is working fine. You just had the net report set to no on transmit over the air.
I need to go back and reset it.
Only if you want everybody to hear what it was. I mean, you can if you want to. That's all up to you. If you want to back it up and reset it and turn it to yes, transmit, feel free.
Right. And I can't believe I went through all this and finally got through it. This is K4OIM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With my thanks for all that took the time and patience to check in tonight. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s, good night, and God bless. The station that was calling a while ago wanting information on the JPO. Come back with your call and your name again, please.
KO4TMY, CO Oscar 4, Tango Mike Yankee, David in Williamson.
David, it just so happens we got a JPO builder on the net here tonight. KO4NUE, spread some of your knowledge around about the JPO to David down there in Williamson.
TMY, KO4NUE.
This KO4TMY, got you.
Get a pencil and piece of paper. I want you to write something down for me. I'll kind of go slow here while you're getting your stuff together. I know that's kind of a hassle sometimes, trying to get everything together. But, while you're doing that, first question I got for you is, I'm assuming this is for 2-meter, or is this for a dual band?
Got my pen and paper ready. I came prepared for class. It's going to be dual band, UHF, UHF.
Okay, so the quickest way to do this is... I'm going to give you a website, and this is a Slim Jim and JPO calculator. You just input the information, and it will actually give you the measurements on a Slim Jim or a JPO. But the website is prepare to copy, Mike Zero Uniform Kilo Delta .com, and he has a calculator there that you can input either or. But if you don't mind me asking, is any particular reason you want a JPO, or have you considered a Slim Jim?
Actually, I've already built the J-pole off of plans from a different site. I have to look it up. I'm a plumber, so I used and measured accordingly. My question is more about the connections, how to properly attach, and which ones I should use.
So, you'll need several ways to do that, but I think the sturdiest way to do that is a panel mount. SO239, and it's got a flange on it with four holes, and then you have a SO239 connector. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a piece of copper wire, and you're going to solder it to the center conductor of the SO239. And probably, I don't know, just make it 5 inches long for now. So you'll have a panel mount SO239 with a piece of copper wire sticking out of the center conductor. And you're going to solder the wire to the copper pipe. Pretty sure the center conductor is going to go to the longest portion of the J-pole. And the flange will get soldered to the shortest portion of the J-pole. But I just want to caution you there that you really can't just solder that anywhere on the bottom of the J-pole. You really need to have that in a certain position to keep...
your impedance and your SWR down.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about that and looking at getting an SWR meter to check that, and I saw you could use gear hose clamps as temporary locations to kind of get it tuned in a little bit better before you make your permanent connections. Like I said, really just looking more for the correct things to properly attach permanently.
Copper wire and a panel mount SO239 connector. And you're gonna just be advised now, just make sure you understand that when you get ready to adjust your SWR with the hose clamps, that antenna is gonna need to be in free space. So in other words, if you lay it on the couch or if you lay it on the table and you try to adjust SWR there, you're going to be way off, and don't ask me how I know that.
Roger that. Also curious about what is the preferred feed line.
Good evening, Chad. Walt. David, I believe it is, we're talking to. KO4 DT Y or something like that. I'll get all that out in a minute. Just make sure your shield, the ground on your coax goes to the stub. That's the little short piece. Center lead goes to the long side. And the preferred feed line would be RG8. That's the big coax, and the reason for that is depending on the length of your feed line, the RG58 has a lot more loss if you've got a long run. So you can use either. You can use RG8, RG58, RG8X, whatever you want to use. But if it's a real long run, I would use the RG8, which is about a half inch in diameter. It has lower loss than the RG58. That way you don't have to run your transmitter quite as hard, and you don't lose as much power going out to your antenna as you do with the smaller coax. And the smaller the coax and the longer the run, the more loss there is. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Thank you for that, both you gentlemen. And can I get both of your names? And once again, a great thank you for that. It's a big help to a new ham.
My name is Gary, Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee, and my call sign is Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS.
TMY, this is KO4, Kilo Oscar 4. November Uniform Echo, and name is Chad, and Gary is right, so I'm assuming that if you're going to go to the trouble to build a J-pole, which is a great antenna, I'd like to add, the feed line is going to be pretty important, because you will lose if you have RG58, like Gary was saying, at a long length. You lose on transmit, and you also lose on receive. So if you're going to take the time to build a J-pole, don't screw up on the feed line. Keep it as short as you can possibly keep it and still operate. And use RG8. I just happened to have some LMR400 laying around here from years ago, and I used 20 feet of that. But the RG8 is wonderful feed line as well. KO4 NUE.
JR4, how's the guy?
CBQ.
Jim.
NUE.
How's the guy? I used RG8 here on my setup. On UHF 70 centimeter. If you got a real long run, or if you live in a very, very bad location like I live in, but it depends on your location, or as I said before, once before topography, your lay of the land. If you live in a real bad location for UHF, you might have to go, as he was saying, LMR 400. I wish I'd done that now, but I didn't know about it back in 06. On UHF, in the summer with leaves on the trees, the wind blowing and I'm wet, it can be very critical on UHF. KI4LCI.